ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I've created the legend of a right-wing person. That's what a former 73-year-old US diplomat charged with spying for Cuba over decades told an FBI agent, according to a criminal complaint unsealed yesterday. Victor Manuel Roca, who worked across Latin America and was Washington's ambassador in Bolivia, has been arrested and charged with being a clandestine agent for the Cuban government, spanning some 40 years, in what prosecutors have portrayed as one of the most brazen and long-running betrayals in US Foreign Service history. John Feely served as US ambassador to Panama and earlier in his career worked under Roca at the US Embassy in Dominican Republic. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish. How are you?
You know this man. What was he like?
You know, Manuel Roca was my first boss in our Foreign Service when I was assigned to the Dominican Republic. He was a terrific boss. He was a good mentor. And we became friends. And that friendship lasted several decades.
And how did you react when you learned of these charges?
Absolutely shocked and stunned. You know, Manuel and I had an interesting sort of development in our relationship. He left, he was obviously much senior to me, and he left the Foreign Service at the beginning of the 2000s. I stayed on until 2018. And so I would see him from time to time throughout the years when we crossed paths in Washington and other places. But when he left, Manuel exhibited some tendencies that were a little bit different from those of us who do a full career and then go on and do second gigs, if you
like,
will.
Like careers. What?
Well, for one, you know, we're civil servants, right? And we generally don't talk about money. Manuel talked about money, how much he was making, how much he wanted to make. He was just much more openly materialistic. And so when the charges were first reported, my first thought was, oh, my God, they put him on the payroll. But imagine my surprise when I read the charging complaint yesterday and saw that, no, he was an ideological fellow traveler from over a decade before I first met him.
It's really interesting reading the background to all of this because the U.S. agents that were operating undercover to try and figure out if he was actually a spy heard him, you know, refer to his colleagues back in Cuba as compañeros. I think he referred to Fidel Castro as comandante. And yet, as I understand it, in his social life in America, he became an avid and vocal Trump supporter.
Absolutely right. I mean, if you think about it, it's highly ironic. It's the perfect cover, if you will. That's another thing that retired career diplomats generally tend not to do. We generally tend, because of our experiences living around the world, we tend to end up in the political wishy-washy middle. We tend to be radical centrists. It's rare that you get somebody who becomes overtly political and voices support for what for most of us we consider to be an extreme conservative Cuba policy that has dominated U.S. policy for the last half century. But Manuel was just that, and he did go deep into the Trump rabbit hole. And in point of fact, that's why he and I ended up sort of just drifting apart, because we did not see eye to eye on that at all.
There have been other Cuban spies that have, you know, made it a fair way into the U.S. government ranks. How does this incident compare?
Well, you know, I believe this one's probably more we're only beginning to find out. And obviously, I've got no more information than the average newspaper reader. But what's being reported so far and released by the Department of Justice indicates that Manuel was a singularly effective Cuban agent. The simple fact that he had a position during the Clinton administration in the White House as director for Inter-American Affairs means he had access to all of the documents and information and classified information regarding Cuba. And then his follow-on assignment was as the deputy principal officer. Back in those days, we didn't have an embassy because we didn't have formal diplomatic relations, but we had an interest section. And Manuel was the number two there. So he had quite significant access.
Did he shape U.S. foreign policy?
No, I don't think so. That would be going too far. He was not at the undersecretary or secret cabinet level, but he did do something not relating to Cuba directly, but relating to Bolivia at the end of his career that undeniably had an effect. It didn't shape U.S. policy, but it had an effect in Bolivia. This was, I think, back in 2002. He was our ambassador. Evo Morales, the very anti-American and pro-Cuba coca leader, he was the leader of the folks who grow the coca leaf, was running, and Manuel made a very unusual, and most of us sort of said, Jesus, who cleared that, unusual statement about, well, if Bolivians elect him, they're going to see that it's going to have a very, very negative effect on U.S. aid, effectively saying, be careful, Bolivia, don't elect this guy, we're going to unfriend you. And that was just absolutely anathema. We don't act like that. We don't talk like that. And folks wondered what happened. And in point of fact, 2 years later, Evo Morales was elected. And he and Bolivia have had difficult relations with the United States ever since. So who knows? Maybe Manuel was playing that long chess game there.
John Feely, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Anytime, Hamish. Take care.
That's the former US ambassador to Panama.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.